This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. In the meantime, we do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Jackie's in Dracket.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. I have morning glories that I've been growing for years, and on my doorway I have two flower boxes on each side. They're like 3 feet wide, and one side is doing great with them growing, of course, watering them every day. But one side, the leaves are all getting like limey green.
Okay. So they're like almost chlorotic, right? They're losing their dark green color.
Right. Okay. They're in full sun every morning. Morning sun, and then, you know, towards afternoon.
Yeah, so it seems like they have a little bit of like an iron deficiency. And that can happen sometimes, even plants next to each other. So what I would look at doing, there's some products out there, like a liquid iron. And what it does is it helps green up your plants. The old product there that you used to see all the time was called Ironite.
Okay.
But you could find a product now, liquid iron from Bonide. And you mix it with water.
And I do fertilize it. Well, I haven't fertilized it for about 2 weeks now because once I fertilized too much on my tomato plant and I just about lost the tomato plant, and I thought maybe I over-fertilized that tomato plant that was in a great big pot.
It could be, but as long as you're doing it every couple weeks, it's fine to do. So I would definitely look at using the liquid iron on this. Right on the package, it'll tell you everything you need to do. Only comes in one size, but you can use it on anything. So it's not something that you can just use it on one thing. So it is a soil drench or foliar spray. Depends on how you want to use it. I'm trying to pull up the label to tell you how much you need to use, but it is pretty easy product. You're mixing with water, watering it into the plant or spraying it. And you'll do it multiple times. It's not just a one-and-done type thing.
Right. You know, so they'll go until we have a first frost, you know.
Oh, definitely. Yep. So I would definitely look at using that. The fertilizer you use, take a look at it, see if there's any iron in it, or if it's doing anything to create some of the iron before you fully get into it, right? Because you don't want to put too much. But at the same time, I think this liquid iron is only, it's only like 5%, which is minimal, but should help green everything up. It's got a few other elements in it to really help it.
Right.
But I think it's definitely worth trying to make it better for you.
Right, because they're just beautiful by my doorway, and it covers the window, so it keeps all the sun out that I don't want at this time of the year.
Definitely, understandably so.
Okay, thank you kindly.
No problem, Jackie. You have a great rest of your day.
You also. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jim is in New Hampshire.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have an evergreen bush.
Okay.
I guess you'd call it. And it's kind of taken over the spot that it's in.
Yep.
When I bought the house, it was there. And now it's approaching my house. It's getting too close.
Yep.
I mean, before I could put a ladder to get up to the side of my house, and now I can't even get in bushes because underneath the green is all stems or, you know,
yep,
the body of the bush. Anyway,
gotcha.
My question is, can I go underneath with a chainsaw or something like that and get close to the ground and cut some of it off without totally killing it? Because this thing's about 5 feet tall, and it's probably close to, I don't know, 6-7 feet across.
Okay.
It's pretty big.
Yeah. So I would say you could do it, right? To be able to get in there, cut some things back, make it a little bit easier to maintain. What I would look for you to do is just wait till after the heat has kind of broken for a while. Because what can happen is this time of year, if you were to do it, you could actually end up doing damage where the whole thing would be affected, right? And that, I mean, I understand the goal is to lower it, but I don't think it's to remove it completely at this point. So I would just worry that doing something right now could affect it long term. That being said, what I would look to do is kind of say, all right, which branches can be removed when you go into the plant to try and break it up, right? And see if you're going to be missing one of those branches. I have taken rhododendrons and gone into the center of it and said, all right, if I cut down here, I'm going to lose a lot on the top, but I can actually bring the whole top down about a foot by doing this. And removing a major chunk in the middle that you're not going to see, right? And then a few years later, it's nice and compact and filled in. So you definitely can do it. I see no problem doing that, but I would wait a couple weeks if you could, just because the plant's already stressed at this point with, you know, the heat, everything. What ends up happening a lot of times is then it will stress the whole plant to the max, and it won't be able to actually produce anything for you long term, and it might actually kill it. So that's why I want you to wait, but it definitely can be done.
Okay. Now, is there any way that I could take some of the branches that I'm going to cut down? Is there any way to take them and replant them in a different place?
Yeah, so you could definitely... it's possible, right? So some of these can start from, like, cuttings, and that's how a lot of plants will start. And so what I would look at doing is possibly using, I wouldn't say use some of the bigger branches because it's not as easy to produce, successful shoots on the bigger branches. So what I would do
Trimmed it down.
Yep.
Trimmed it down a couple days ago. So
yes,
I could take some of the things that I trimmed down on it.
Definitely.
Put those in.
And so what I would look for you to do is use a product called rooting powder. It's a rooting hormone that will actually help develop roots a little bit more. So those pieces that you cut a few days ago might be pretty dry at this point. So you're going to need to make a fresh cut on them if you're going to use them so that the plant can absorb some of the water and some of the rooting hormone. The other thing I'd like to see you do is so make the cut, and then where the stem is, go directly straight up with the blade of the pruner, right, about a half inch into that area. Because what it does is it allows the rooting hormone to go a little bit further in and absorb easier, and it gets a nice stronger hold to it. Placing it into potting soil for, you know, sometimes these can take a couple weeks, especially woody structures can take 2 to 3 weeks before root development comes in. So it would be something that when you put it in soil, water the soil previously. Don't water it after, because if you water after, it can wash away some of that rooting powder. And try a few of them, because not always every one will work. But try a few of them, and it should definitely, you might get some roots out of them and be able to develop new ones.
Yeah, I know you got to go for a break, but can I stay with you?
Yeah, hang tight. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult-to-control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jim, and he had another question, so he stuck around with us. So, Jim, what's that other question we can help you with?
I just want to make sure that I'm doing this bush correctly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only because when, like, it's green. It grows, and it's green on the outside, and you trim it, and, you know, but right underneath the green, it's all wiry. I mean, with, you know,
yeah,
stuff. I don't know if that's the way bushes are, but, you know, my son-in-law had some before, and they kind of outskirted his driveway, but they were only, they were lucky if they were 2 feet high and probably, you know, a foot and a half around. I mean, they were just little things. And he got rid of them because he didn't want them in the way. But I never looked at them that closely, and I didn't. There are different bushes that are
I understand what you're saying here. That one of the things I would be looking at with the pruning, and that's why, you know, I was saying don't maybe wait the best you can, is when you're pruning anything, you want to take a look at it and prune the green part when it comes to the third, right? And I know it's very minimal underneath, but with some of these, taking out some of the branches that might be sticking out a little bit, you might only notice them from the top of the plant if you were to be standing above it. So sometimes taking some of the bigger branches out, even though it's going to leave a, you know, not a giant hole, but a hole on the top, isn't completely a bad thing, and it can actually help out. So, you know, I think you're on the right track with what you're trying to do. I would wait till maybe fall to do more of this pruning if you could.
Yep.
To help it redevelop some new growth for winter. But I think it's going to be okay.
All right. Now, I don't know. A couple of years ago, I called you about some aloe plants that my brother gave me.
Yep.
And I told you I didn't have a green thumb, but I've been having them still alive. Well, I had it in one pot, and then I separated them into four pots.
Okay.
And two of them, well, they kind of died out, but the other two are going. They got plenty of aloe, not in their leaves, but their aloe stems.
Yep. Okay.
And now, if I want to transfer, should I? What I'm asking is should I use new dirt or whatever you call it? Potting soil.
Yeah. So you would want to look at, once they've, because there's multiple in there, separating them. And looking into some new soil, right? Adding it into the next planter when you do. It's only going to help it, right? It's not going to harm it.
I was
going to
take half of them, half out of one and half out of the other to put, in the other two plants, half and half.
Yeah.
Pot bound?
Well, sometimes they do better when they do get to be a little bit pot bound. But the thing is when there are multiple plants in there, they're not going to thrive as much. They're not going to go as thick. The aloe-like stems aren't going to be as thick, right? So what you want to do is look for a cactus and succulent-type soil, okay?
Oh.
Because it has a little bit of... has a little bit of sand in it, has some of that soil, but it's a little bit lighter. It's a very well-drained type soil. And that aloe is considered a succulent. It doesn't need to be watered as much. And this soil is specific for it. So look for a cactus and succulent soil. Espoma has a great one that you can use. Definitely look into doing it that way.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help.
All right, Jim. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
And you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it reminded me that Jim, being from New Hampshire, I am actually going to jump on live on WKBK tomorrow at 9 o'clock. I'll be with Dan Mitchell. The host of Good Morning up there. So stay tuned tomorrow at 9:07 a.m. for me as well. I'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Oletone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 a second time after experiencing a rebound case last week. The president, who received both vaccine doses and a booster, first tested positive on July 21st and experienced mild symptoms. He exited isolation on July 27th after testing negative, but re-entered after testing positive again on the 30th. Rebound cases such as this have not been extensively studied, but have been attributed to the antiviral drug Paxlovid, which Biden did take. He will remain in isolation until he tests negative again, the White House physician stated. She added that he continues to, quote, feel very well, end quote. This is USA Radio News. A lightning strike ignited a giant fire at an oil storage facility in Cuba, prompting 1,300 people to flee, displacing an additional 600 and injuring dozens, according to the office of Cuba's president. Of the injured, 36 remained hospitalized Saturday evening, five of whom were in critical condition, the Ministry of Public Health said. At least 17 people were missing. The lightning was reported Friday night, and officials said it struck one tank and sparked a fire that spread to a second tank. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba said federal law authorized an American response, including disaster relief. It said U.S. officials have been in touch with Cuban authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You have a call in line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Margaret's in New Hampshire.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you for taking my call. I have a hydrangea plant that's about 3 feet tall and all flowers. When can I dig it up and put it someplace else?
So I would wait till late September, if possible.
Yeah, I can.
Depending upon how the weather goes, right? Because we always have, like, it cools down at the beginning of September just a little bit, and then it heats up again. But usually, the fall months are the best time to do it, because the plant's focusing more on it, you know, going into the root system. So when you cut it out, it's going to want to develop more roots. If you can wait until that point, I think it would be all right.
Okay, and should I cut it down first?
So what I would do is, at that point, the flowers have probably gone by, depending upon which, you know, the style it is.
I don't have any flowers.
It's probably par for the course with the year, but just because of the heat, whatnot. But I would, you know, you could cut it back by a third just to allow it to refocus on the root system a little bit. Okay. What I would also look to do is use biotone in the soil when you're mixing it into the new plant spot. The biotone will help with some of that transplant shock. You can also look at using protolizer from Natural Alternative as a additive.
I have that, yep.
You know, use it. Don't use it when you're planting. Use the biotone when you're planting. Allow that to start to break down. And then 2 weeks later, mix up some of that protolizer and pour it into the hole. And then another week after that, so it will help with that transplant shock and develop those roots before winter. But a lot of things during the main summer months, and I try to tell as many people as I can, but usually all of July and August, I don't do any transplanting if you don't have to.
Okay.
It just, it's too hot.
All right. And should I cut it down now or should I wait till September? Cut it back, I mean, should I cut it back now or September?
So I would wait to cut anything back because opening up some of those where you are pruning can dehydrate the plant a little bit easier. So kind of just let it be for now. Keep doing what you've been doing, watering here and there when you can. And then when it comes time, water the day before, like a heavy watering. Prune it the day you're going to move it. And then dig the hole the best you can, get as many of the roots as you can, and then move it to that next spot.
So much, and have a great week.
You as well, Margaret. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Got some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob is in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Not so bad, young man. My main question today is, I planted boysenberry plants in containers because I didn't know where to put them yet. And so they're shooting roots now and runners. Do I cut those runners back now or do I let them go and put them on the ground and get other plants?
Well, so the runners right now are going to take away from the main plant, right?
Okay.
They're going to pull some of the water, some of the, some of just everything away from it. I mean, runners are a good thing because we want that to happen. But I think sometimes it's not the same as sucker growth, but it's close to it. Where it's just trying to divide the plant a little bit. Thing about it is, though, think about this. If the runners are on the ground and they can actually develop roots, then you can end up cutting some of it and have the one that's in the ground and replant that. You could always try to get some of those runners and do new pots.
Like I got you covered.
If you were to think about some of the viney type plants that go through the soil or just go on the soil, they can develop roots, air roots that'll go right into the soil. They'll become their own, pull up the moisture for the rest of the plant. But once it's developed those roots and you kind of cut it from the main plant, it can focus on its own.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because your dad told us how to do that with most of the acid-loving plants.
Yep.
Okay. What was it? Hydrangeas, okay?
Yep.
He used to tell us, you know, scrape the bottom of the branch, stick it in the soil with some rooting power, and the next thing you know, you'll have a new plant, and then you cut it off, and you can remove the whole... Okay, so you're saying I can do the same thing probably with the boysenberry plant, and then when it creates roots, then cut it away and then save the new plant that started for future use. Okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely something you could try out. I see no problem with that.
Okay. Here's another question.
Sure.
I got strawberries growing. Well, I say growing, but I say that tongue in cheek. And when you go to pull the strawberry off the plant, it doesn't want to come off the plant.
Okay.
What the heck? Have you ever seen that before?
So it's just it just won't pull right from the plant. It's I haven't seen that before. But it just thought is and they're fully ripe, right? So when you're trying to pull them,
right? They are fully ripe, but they're really small. I thought they would have been bigger, but I guess I didn't read the ad well enough to know that they're probably patio strawberries and not field strawberries. So go ahead.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, it could just be, the plant is so stressed that it, okay. it's trying to keep onto it. It's got a lot of nutrients going through the whole plant. But I think I wouldn't be as concerned if the plants were like turning yellow or the strawberries weren't ripening. I think it's just something that's going through. I haven't seen it before. I'd have to kind of look into it a little bit. I would have to say the drought has something to do with it.
Oh, obviously.
Because, as we all know, like, droughts are going to slow down the production, but they're also going to be the, like, major reason why the berries aren't as big. Because
that's very true.
They need the water, right?
Right.
So, just based on some of those things, I feel as though the plant hasn't been able to give it enough water so that it's nice and ripe and easier to remove. So it's dry and it's almost brittle, right?
It's hanging on for dear life is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how I would look at it at this point.
All right, fine. Well, I won't worry about that right now, but I got several very... Oh, and thanks for the tip about the 20-20-20.
Yep.
And that stuff is miracles because there are some plants that have just opened up and grow like crazy now that they give them a shot of that once in a while. So
yeah, sometimes they just need a heavy dose to keep going.
Sure enough. Okay, young man, you take good care. Stay safe.
You too.
Hope
thanks, bud.
Next time. Right on.
Definitely. Bye bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And not sure if I heard you correct. You say no more or one more there, Nathan?
One more.
Perfect.
Judy,
let's go right
in. God.
Judy, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm not sure if you've addressed this already. My apologies if you have.
Oh, no worries. We're here to answer all the questions. Doesn't matter if I've said it a few times or not. Don't worry about that.
Okay. My water spigot in the front's not working. I've been watering things with gallon jugs, which is fine with me, but I could use a little guidance.
Okay.
I have this Japanese maple, beautiful, 4 feet tall, maybe 8 feet wide. Am I putting the gallons of water in one area, or am I going all around that Japanese maple?
So, I wouldn't be going right next to the trunk.
No, I'm doing the drip line.
Perfect. That's exactly what you want to do, because that's where the feeder roots are at this point.
Okay.
Right? So you're doing it exactly right.
Do I go all around or just one area?
So you would go around the whole plant, because sometimes what will happen is if you only go to one side, it's not going to completely translocate through the whole plant like you need it to.
Okay.
So I would try to be going around it the best you can.
So in my mind, I divided this Japanese maple into fourths.
And
I'm kind of like doing a gallon in each area going around.
Yep.
And I'm going in the drip line maybe about a foot in after the last, leaf dangling.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That's perfect.
Okay.
It's kind of like when we fertilize in the spring. You know, you hear me, we talk about when you fertilize your trees or shrubs, you know, go to the drip line and make four holes divided into four spots. That's kind of the same thing with the watering, the way you're doing it, right?
Do you want me to scratch up the soil or make little holes? No.
Nope.
Okay.
Just using it as like an idea, because it's the same type of focus here. So I would want you to water that. If you can put a little bit more on it each time,
yeah,
it's going to do a couple things. It's going to not make you have to do it almost every day or every other day. So
right.
If you could say one day you're like, all right, I got plenty of time, I can do a couple times here. Maybe it's easier said than done, but maybe it's like a 5 gallon bucket in each one of those spots.
Yikes.
That's heavy. I have a problem carrying the 5 gallon bucket full of water. So, but you get the idea is what I'm, you know what I mean?
It's worth saving.
Yeah. So if you were able to do it a little bit where you could do, 3 gallons in an area, I would try to do that, because what it's going to do with our plants, they don't like just little drinks of water. Okay. They like deep soakings. Because what it also does is when it's soaked, it helps push the root system down a bit to get more of the nutrients that are in the soil and more water that's readily available when we're not in a drought, right?
Yes, but is it correct to think put a gallon in each area twice a day, every day, as opposed to that 5 gallons?
I would rather do it once with a heavier dose of water and then do it every couple days.
Okay.
Because that deeper soaking, so think about it this way, and I want you to hang on because I'm not going to be able to finish this thought because I think it's very important not just for you but for everybody else as well.
Thank you.
So when you're watering and you just put a little bit of water on top, it only gets to a point where the water hits the top roots. It doesn't hit the lower roots. So I want to continue that thought a little bit on the other side of the break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Judy in regards to the watering of the Japanese maple that she has. And just making sure, A, she's doing it right, and B, she's not harming, you know, anything by... or what was really going on, right? So one of the things I started to talk about is when it comes to watering for our plants, if a plant is watered minimal, you know, not as much as it needs every day, what's going to happen is that plant is going to just kind of get stressed out waiting for that next watering. Whereas if it gets a deep watering or a more moisture in the soil, it can actually hold over till the next time. So if the soil is really dry, which it is, the water can run right through and not hit anything. Whereas if you water, let that first batch of water run through, the next batch of water that you put in that same area is going to slowly go down into the water because some of that water's already run through. It's not going to just run through. It's going to stop at some of those areas and hit the root system. And so you're making sure that that water actually goes all the way down. The deeper waterings, what it also does is it trains the roots to go deeper. Because if the water is always at an inch level, the roots are not going to want to leave that area. Whereas if you get the deeper soaking and the water goes 6, 8, 10 inches down, the roots are going to develop a little bit more further down. So that's why I say when you're watering, try to water a little heavier, because we're going to help. So you're not going to have to water as much. You're not going to have to water every single day. The other thing I want you to do is water in the morning, if at all possible. Because what happens is if we water at night, the water absorbs and then it slowly seeps in. And then by morning and then as day breaks, it dries out a little bit easier. And it stresses the plant out more. Whereas if you water in the morning, the plant has the moisture to get to the heat of the day. And it's not going to be dry at that point. It's going to be able to slowly dry out to get you through the day and into the cooler hours of the night. So that's kind of why I was going with a little bit more, a little bit deeper waterings, because it'll be a number of things. You won't have to water as much, but it's going to be better for the plant as well.
Okay, thank you so much. That was extremely helpful.
All right, Judy, well, good luck with it. And I think you'll definitely be all right. Just keep watering the best you can.
I will. Have a great day, and thank you.
You too, Judy. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And definitely going to be another scorcher out there. I didn't even say it right. I didn't. The R doesn't exist in Boston area, right? Scorcha, right? Maybe that's better. I don't know. I shouldn't work on accents like that. But anyways, it's hot. It's going to be hot again today, tomorrow, and it looks like maybe even Tuesday, where it's going to be just hot, not want to do anything. But looking like, and we'll see what happens, but it's looking like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we could get some rain. Not sure how much, and it's probably going to change because every day, the past few days, it said it could possibly rain because of the thunderstorms, all of that. But I'd really love to see, I mean, it's saying Tuesday there. Right now is a 79% chance of rain, and Wednesday is an 88. I mean, I love it. I'd love to get some of that rain here just to give back something to us gardeners, right? Our lawns are defeated. Our plants are just saying, all right, I've had enough. Let's try and cool down a bit. I mean, it's looking like it's not going to be 90s for a bit after these next few days. But, man, oof, takes a beating on the plants, takes a beating on us. We don't want to do much. We just kind of want to sit in the AC and enjoy it. But we got a couple hours left in the show, so stay tuned for more question and answer. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.